All right, we live, man. Welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. It's your main man, Ken Clark. And as we continue our preseason All Swag series, we got one of the fan favorites in here, man. He was highly requested. He ain't a stranger to Tiger Talk. We got Mr. Cameron Simon Craig in this thing.
Hey, how
What's
y'all
up, bro?
doing, man?
What's going on,
Nice to
man?
be here again, man.
Yeah, man. See, now you can see when you first came. He was a, you know, he was fresh, he wet behind the ear. He was a freshman, all that good stuff. Now you done had a big freshman season. You started in FAMU, first game in FAMU. Now you're preseason all sweat. So we had to get
Yes,
you back
sir.
on, bro. So talk to us about, man, I'll say it this way before you answer that question. I know how when we went to the SWAC championship game, you felt a little disrespected, right? So to see your name on that preseason All Swag list, tell us how that made you feel to see your name on that list of eight. We got eight Tigers. You one of the eight.
It really just made me more hungry than ever because I don't feel like I'm second team nothing. So at the same time, it's a blessing, but at the same time, it's kind of a motivation factor too. I try to keep myself motivated, so I don't like when they didn't put me on that last year. It kind of had a fire inside me that I fell in love with. So I'm kind of trying to keep that fire going to this season.
There you go. There you go. Well, man, what we like to do is once we start our interviews, we like to get the school part out of the way. I know you were incoming. You've had a year under your belt. Tell us what you're majoring in. What's your aspirations beyond football?
Business administration is my major right now. I want to own I'm thinking about changing to like a health or something because I like dealing with kids a lot. And I think I can grow up and have like a training company or something. You know what I'm saying, be an athletic trainer, have my own building. Mm. So that's what I'm at with right now. That's what I think my next step.
I like that, man. What a cool part about it is you get a chance to really, you know, grow that scope of whatever you want to do. You got time, and usually you start taking your. You know, when you hit your junior year, you start taking your major stuff. So, you know, hopefully by then, you know, you have a lot more clarity. But that sounds good, man. Anytime you can give back to the community and do things with the kids, that's pretty dope, man. So congrats to you on that. But like I said, let's dive into it, man. We'll start with how the season ended, right? I want to just get that out of the way. We always like to address the elephant in the room and get your opinion. We had a chance. We swept the SWAC. So for all those that's tuned in, that's from the SWAC, we swept y'all last year. You know, we looking for an encore in 2022. But we won the SWAC championship. By the way, you had two interceptions. We'll get into that in just a second. But then we got a chance to go to Atlanta in the Celebration Bowl. Didn't end the season how we wanted to end. Wanted to get your take on your thoughts.
We really just caught us slipping. Everybody acting like it's a big deal or something crazy happened, but hey, they came out and they prepared. They came out and played hard. They had some dogs over there, and they came out and they prepared better than if they came out focused.
Yeah.
And we just wasn't there. The Jackson State team didn't show up in Atlanta, so I don't know why we acting like that was us in Atlanta. Everybody know that wasn't us. But we got sometimes you got to take them L on the chin. And we don't even think about it no more. It's over with.
Right. I said it's a shelf life on the 2021 season. So what you did last season, don't get to carry that over for consideration. Really, what you really do is you put an even bigger target on your head. So we'll move right into that next question. So do you feel like you and your teammates maybe had taken sour taste and used that as motivation going into the offseason? Because you had some changes, some coaching staff changes, strength and conditioning, got a new offense coordinator, a couple of new coaches in the building. Coach Tim Brew was on the show. Tell us about how you've approached this offseason to try to get better and get that 1%, 2% better to that next level for your sophomore campaign.
Well, now we focus on finishing. That's the biggest thing. Like last year we won a lot of games last year. And we know now once we get to the end, we can't celebrate too fast. We just got to make sure we finish. So everything we talk about around the conflict is finished. We're finishing everything. So that's what we're at. We just going in, working hard, and just make sure we finish and pushing each other.
There you go. I like that, man. I've heard that word quite a bit, and that's the right word because that's what we want to do. We want to finish. You know, we don't want to leave any meat on the bone, man. We want to make sure we eat that thing all the way down to the gristle, man. Nothing left me, no doubt, right? So I'll do this because I'm going to go right off the cuff, man. You got a new teammate in the DB room. by the name of Travis Hunter. And let's go ahead. Straight dog, right? But Travis come in. This is what I want you to do for our listeners, for those that are listening on the podcast, Alice, or even tuned in through video. Tell us about the conversation that you and Travis had, because we see you about to you changed your number. If you go to the Go JSU Tigers website, you'll see that Cameron not wearing number 12 this season, right? He's wearing number 7. Man, tell us a little bit about the conversation about, you know, what went into that decision and why you chose 7. Let's touch on that.
Travis, I'm just speaking on Travis, just why it happened like that. But Travis is a phenomenal player, a phenomenal guy, as a friend, teammate. So him coming in, we clicked it off fast because he's hard working. He came in, worked hard. He came and pushed me. He was pushing me. So I'm like, we come in. He made a decision that not many men. I couldn't say I would have made that decision myself. You know what I'm saying? So I applaud him on that situation, just making that decision. So about a number, like we it's bigger. Mm-hmm. What he did was way bigger than the number, to me at least. So I'm coming in. He coming in. I'm like, hey, bro, we're gonna do whatever because this is my brother at the end of the day. So. We not trying to have no questions, nothing going around. Like, yeah, you have, you good. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's put it on, let's work.
Like, I like
at
that.
At the end of the day, he's not a guy that came in with a big head or anything. Like, Travis come in and work. Travis come in every day, and I push him, he push me. So, and I have a problem that because I needed someone like that on my side. So, as long as he the new 12, and I'm going to be 7. And that's how we're going to work it.
So why 7? Tell us why.
My mom really, when I was telling my mom I was going to change my number, she pushed 7 because she said that's God's number. So, so she said 7. And it was a video came out a minute ago talking about Tyrann Mathieu. So I was like, man, I'm going to just take this little hype with the little Tyrann. So I'm going to put it in their face for them. You know what I'm saying? So it was a it wasn't a hard decision though. I liked the number 7. I even named my dog 7. So yeah.
Oh man,
it's
that's what's up. Yeah, man. Well, so shout out to moms on that, man. Moms, 7 is it's the mark of perfection, completion, you know. And speaking of Tyrann Mathieu, man, we saw him at, what was it, one of the camps, man, that was on campus, and he switched. He's no longer a Kansas City Chief. He's now a New Orleans Saint. So we just might get another Tyrann Mathieu sighting, man. He only 3 hours. So if somehow the summoning the honey badger, if he just so happened to stumble up on Tiger Talk, we say, come on up the street. Come on up to Jackson, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I'll say, Cam, that's a little different about when we interviewed last time, right? Man, we got a chance to go through a full Jackson State season under Coach Prime, like a full fall season. And for many of us, man, we didn't know that things were going to go like that. We were tuned in. Like, most of us are just JSU lifers. We're born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson State was our, you know, NFL team. So kind of seeing all the things that have transpired, you know, with Coach Prime in the docuseries, you know, the tragedy that occurred with young Dolph, you know, you got Wallow and Gilly, man, $1 million worth of game. So when you see those types of people, Troy Aikman, these big time figures that are showing up around the program, speak to us a little bit about what that means to you. Like, how does that affect the players, and how do you guys feel when you're surrounded by such star power?
It makes us feel important. It makes us feel like we're being heard and we're not just doing this for no reason. It feel like the people around the world is really knowing about Jackson State. So it's kind of motivation going in to practice knowing you got to work hard because Nate Newman might come through here. And you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of that kind of pushes us to be, and you're showing us that it's closer than what we think sometimes. Sometimes when you're young, you feel like you're so far from your goal. But when the people come in your face and you see it for yourself, it's like, oh, I'm really almost there.
There you go. Do you ever feel like maybe the cameras, there's a lot of cameras around, there's a lot of eyes. Do you ever feel like the moment ever gets too big for you, or is it just kind of business as usual now for you guys? What would you say to that?
I don't really feel like that because I feel like we work hard enough. And when your moment comes, you're gonna shine regardless of what camera around, you know what I'm saying? So it'll never really get to me, because that's what I know, that's what we need. Like, the cameras are what we living on right now. So I'm gonna do whatever I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
I won't look bad on camera. Because it can go from getting laughed at
Well, hey,
practice to
man.
being viral before you get out of practice. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be on your P's and Q's
Yeah,
at
that's
all
true.
times.
I know, right? No, man. Well, we on camera this time, so hopefully people get a chance to see you guys, get to know your personality a little bit more. And as always, like I said, we appreciate you guys coming for always coming on Tiger Talk. But here's the other thing I want to ask, because in the off season, you guys got a new strength and condition coach. Shout out to Coach CJ. I know he moved on for a different opportunity. In comes Mo Sims. Mo Sims coming from the national championship winning Georgia Bulldogs, man. Tell us about how things might have been, how have things changed, I would say, under Coach Sims' direction from strength and condition? Because that's one of the small, I feel, and anyone that follows any type of athletics knows that the strength and conditioning coach, and coach, I think Coach Prime even said that recently, is one of the most important roles for a football program. How has things changed
Yeah, and
since
Coach Sims,
Coach Sims has
he
taken
bring a
over?
dog mentality to the group. He don't take no prisons. So you gonna get in there and work until he get tired. You know what I'm saying? He don't always push you to that next level and push you to that over the edge. And it's more about him. It's about he about the details a lot. And that's where we lost that a lot of games. Like, a lot of people don't know that it bothers me, but a lot of people don't know we gave up the most first downs on third down because of penalties last season on defense. And he kind of brings the small details out with us, so that helps us. We needed that. So I said that's probably the biggest thing with me is the detail orienting he makes.
Man, that's a great point. And I guess you can say I'm somewhat of an analytical nerd or whatever. I remember that, man. And I used to, like, I'm big on discipline. So when Coach Prime says smart, tough, fast, and discipline with character, man, I love that. I eat that up every time. But man, there's nothing more frustrating than seeing you guys do your thing on first and second down, and
Yes, sir.
you got them right where you want them, and boom, we have some type of bonehead situation that occurs, and we give up a first down. But speaking of the defense that you were one of the stars on this past season, I know you guys operate as one unit. Let's talk about your teammates that had a chance to go on to that next level, i.e., James Houston gets drafted sixth round to the Detroit Lions. We just got wind that he top dog at practice right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, let's talk about that. And then you had Antoine Owens, you had CJ, Warren Newman, Keith Corbin, Kylan Ritchie even had a chance to get a chance with the Saints camp. Let's talk about your teammates, man, that was there that you've now seen to kind of go on to that next level. Tell us about how that makes you
It's
feel.
big
Start
for
with
James.
James
It's big
Houston.
for James because I know what James doing at practice right now. Like, when I seen the thing come out, talking about how he that practice, like, I can't he's do that here. So it's kind of like it's surreal for real, because like you never I'm thinking like I didn't really play with NFL player now. Like, I didn't practice with him. We didn't went through the day together. So I know if he can do it, I can do it. So is that that, the other guy, they really reached down to us more and talked to us through on the business side of everything. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we stay on our piece. Because like CJ Holmes, that was one of my best friends coming in to this day. I talk to CJ like every day. He just make sure I'm my P's and Q's. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I'm up doing something. You know, because he didn't seen it. He didn't see how they work at the best level. So he's just trying to make sure I'm at that level coming out, and he trying to make sure I'm better than what he was coming through college.
That's big, man. That's big for CJ. Shout out to CJ, man. He was I mean, it was so cool, similar to yourself, to kind of see someone come in as a freshman, and we absolutely hope you stay a Jack State Tiger all the way until you get your name called as a in the NFL. But to see someone like CJ go through the program and see him go through some of the changes and how he was a staple, man. And that speaks a lot to his character. And it's good to hear that. It's definitely good to hear that, man. And I think, we touched on we had your teammate on here recently, Isaiah Bolden. I asked him Could we call Jackson State DBU? Because you guys got a few new additional, DBs in the room that have come in. Talk to us a little bit, not just Travis, but I mean, we did touch on Travis, but those like Greg Great, Jalen Hughes, and some of the guys that are coming in the room, in the DB room now. Can you speak to us a little bit about how that room has changed and what you guys' expectations
are? It's a lot of competition in that room right now. There's no slackers. Like, you got everybody got to be on it. We got everybody up on their P's and Q's. Like, you mess up this practice, no telling where you're gonna be on the depth chart next practice. That's the mentality that we coming in with. And we brought like DBs. We're real tight. Group ordinary team. So we don't really get into the competition personally. We kind of just make sure everybody eat, make sure everybody works. So, but Greg came in. Greg is an older guy, so he brings a lot of maturity to our group. And so does Jalen Alexander. We call him Nipsey. You look like Nipsey.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit, but we call him Nipsey. Yeah.
Oh, Nipsey. What I say, Jalen Hughes? My bad, Jalen. Forgive me for that. I butchered his name on that. Go ahead.
That's why we call one of. Yeah, that's why we call.
Okay.
One
oh, wait, my bad.
We had to get a nickname. Yeah, no. Nah,
I thought I
nickname.
Messed up. My fault.
Jalen Alexander, he brings a smart guy. He's another smart guy in the room. Coming from Duke, he played a lot of great competition. I learned a lot from him, just how he talk and how he dialect things. That helped me a lot. And Jalen Hughes, he's an animal. He's gonna surprise some people. Yeah, he's a dog. He's a hardworking guy. He came in working hard. He's a dog. He another asset on that corner position, definitely.
Oh man. So you know what you just did for me. You know, we got our position breakdown shows coming up, man. So, I'm gonna tell Corey, and I don't know, we might get to fighting over who get to cover the DBs, man, because we have fun with this. It's Tiger Talk, man. We love to, and that's what makes this so unique. We're able to just talk about Jackson State all the time. But you guys are getting ready to start camp this week, man. So you're going back in. We what are we about? Little right at a month before we get ready to head back to the OBC. Something special about that game, man. Somebody on this call, man, wasn't me, because I wasn't in pads, man. Made a big play at the end. Talk to us about, man, what the expectations are. You anticipating that game? And let me set it up for you real quick. Man, we won 7-6, right? So all year long, man, they beat South Carolina State.
Yes, sir.
They went to the playoffs. If Jackson State would have played us at the end of the season, we would have beat them. Let us hear it, man. Tell us from your own words, man. I know you're looking forward to that game.
It's gonna be a great game. I have expectation that our expectation for the whole season is to dominate. So expectation going to the game, we're ready to dominate our lane. That's what Comet talk about, like just dominating what we do. And it's gonna be fun. I feel good when I'm at home in Miami, man. It feel like home when I go down there. So I'm excited to get back down there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a much bigger, showing than last year. I think the anticipation and really the way things kind of went for both FAMU and Jackson State, I think everyone is anticipating seeing that game. You know, we get to see FAMU go up against North Carolina the week prior. So this time we'll get a chance to scout them. I told him, I said, it's unfortunate y'all going to start the season off 0-2, man. That sucks.
Right.
Sucks to be you, right? Nevertheless, man, are there any other games that you are probably anticipating? Any games you got circled outside of FAMU that this season?
No,
any
not
any
really.
Ones
we
you're looking forward
just,
to?
I'm taking it one game at a time. FAMU going to be the first biggest one, so we just going to take FAM. I'm not really familiar with our schedule right now. I think I only know FAM, Tennessee State, Campbell homecoming. So I don't know who next, but we just gonna take it one week at a time. And yeah, everybody we can't look too far. Everybody gotta get it. Yes, sir.
There you go. I like that, man. Hey, actually, you know what? I always tell people, like, look, when you don't look too far ahead, you can't be anxious about what you can't see, right? So, a lot of times when people deal with like anxiety, maybe they're living for tomorrow a little too much. I like the blue collar, head down. Focus on what we need, what's in front of me right now, and we'll get to that when that time comes, man. So here's another thing I wanted to touch with you on. Jack State going to be on TV, man, 10 times.
Yeah.
Scheduled so far. The Tennessee State game might be on TV. Man, speak to us about how you feel, man, knowing that really all of your games this season is going to be on TV, man. You're going to be sitting – somebody going to be able to sit in their living room and watch Cam, number seven, come across the middle, man, and make plays and get some interceptions and all that good old stuff, man. What that feel like?
Man, just knowing that the people at home can turn on TV and watch you play, man. You know, it's hard. You know, coming through high school, I was in high school in Texas, so a lot of my hometown friends and family never got to really see me play until last season. So just knowing that every game I'm going to have a whole bunch of people, there's little kids in my city just watching me. You know what I'm saying? It's big. It's big for me just to be a trademark of what we need to try to do in this lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Just for the kids, Sam. But it's big. It's big, and I want – everybody should see HBCU should be on TV more. Everybody should see what we got going on. They should see that we have athletes like everybody else. So it's no surprise that it's on TV. It should.
Absolutely.
It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's a crazy thing that's happening. Like, it's what's supposed to happen. Yes, sir.
Right. So do you feel somewhat, I would say, instrumental in maybe some of the energy and movement that you're seeing right now with the momentum that HBCUs have? Because not and it's no knock to anyone that transfers in. Like, you made a decision to come out of high school. And I know, you know, we won't go all the way back into, I know from my previous interview, you know, how things kind of went with your recruitment and everything. But what I wanted to talk about was you being one of those high school kids, 3-star kid, coming straight out of high school, had a lot of other opportunities. And what do you think about the landscape of HBCU football? Because let's be real about this. What Jackson State did this past season, Coach Prime and his staff put together the team that you guys have, bring in that level, that many high-caliber, high-level recruits.
Yes, sir.
It looks like the conference took notice. And, man, they hit the portal. They hit the high schools. They hit hard. And we saw a lot of teams that's in the conference that upgraded their recruiting. So speak to us a little bit about, you know, how do you feel about seeing that gradual change, kind of like this HBCU
it's big,
renaissance?
It's bigger than I could
speak to
imagine,
that. Just to
honestly, coming in as an 18-year-old kid, I didn't know how big the gap was between HBCUs and, like, Power 5, Group of 5 schools. So now it's like, I feel I didn't play the game. We didn't transfer guys in from big time schools, and they getting dogged at practice. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it really showed me, like, it's not that much of a, yes, it's not a gap there. It just they have more resources. But me coming in, I would have never guessed it would be this big now. Like, everywhere I go, I get questioned about Jackson State and how y'all heard about Grambling. Y'all heard about this, heard about that. So it's like, y'all really watching. Y'all really tuned in and what the HBCU got going on. So it's big. It's crazy.
Yeah.
For me growing up, I'm from Alabama, so I watched Alabama State, Alabama A&M, but we used to go to the Magic City Classic and watch the band. Like, we never really went and watched the game too much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's crazy. It's big for me just to see that these games matter now. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And speaking of Alabama, you gave me an assist. You're going right into the direction I wanted to go, man. Yes. You get to play twice in your home state, man. You got – listen, we got some school. Let me set this up real quick. We had a school down in Alabama, man, that decided they wanted to schedule Jack State for their homecoming last year. That didn't turn out too well. so the rival down the street said, you know what? That looked like a good idea. We're going to try that, too. So now we get to go to Montgomery, Alabama, man. I think in, October the 8th, I want to say. And it's their homecoming, man. Talk to us about, you know, I know your family is probably loving the fact that they'll be able to go a short distance to see you play. But from what I was told, the way they get down in the gump, that's how they say it, right? That homecoming is going to be, it's going to be on one, man. And now you got Jackson State coming in for homecoming. I can't wait to come, man. I got to come see it. But talk to us about how that feels, man. And then when you after you touch on that game, let's delve right into the game, because you get the Gulf Coast Classic against Alabama A&M down in Mobile. So two games in your home state. Talk to us about how that makes you feel.
It's always a great feeling, because, you know, I'm looking in the stands before the game trying to see people. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of familiar faces in the stands at home. You get to show a lot of people that seen you from the bottom who I am now. It's not no big game to me, you know what I'm saying? It's just more of my family and friends, you know, they gonna pack it out. So it's not. I don't really have a. I like playing at home. Like it's not a thing for me. It's just I play football. It don't matter what Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida. It's wherever.
Hey, that and that's one of the things, man. I don't mind saying this. I'm a fan, bro. You're one of my favorite Tigers. I hope don't nobody get offended, feel some type of way. Everybody had their favorites, and one of the things I liked about that when we had our previous conversation, you shared with us how tough it was, man, to leave home state and to go to Texas and be away from home. So that speaks a lot to, your development and kind of seeing your growth right now. So how has all of that kind of culminated into where you feel you are as a player right now? And do you feel like you're on the trajectory? Are you ahead of the curve? Are you where you thought you would be? Are you not where you feel like you should be? Speak to us about how you feel about your overall development with all the
I feel
decisions
like
you had to
I
make since
grew up
age
faster than a
15.
lot of other people. Little things that's big to them, not big to me anymore. So I feel like I grew up faster. But me personally, I never feel like I'm too ahead of. I always feel like I'm behind. I always feel like I'm chasing. So me, that's just my personality. I never feel like I'm ahead of the game. So that's me. What decisions I made coming up? Them wasn't even. Them was God decisions. I look at. So it's I don't. It's none of me. It's all of him.
Absolutely.
And I put every all my decisions. All my decisions is his decisions and
Love it.
the way he's predicting me to go. So I'm not really thinking I'm ahead of nobody or ahead of the game or anything. I'm just blessed, honestly, to be where I'm at today and have the mindset I have.
Hey man, you know what? I'll say this: a lot of people, and I'm gonna just it's off the cuff. A lot of people consider blessings to be things, right? But what you just said was so powerful. The fact that you said it wasn't my decision; it was his decision, right? It's not a self-aggrandizement moment. You took that moment when you could have just talked about yourself and you talked about him. And that's one of those things that speak to the kind of character that you are. And that's why you're in the position you're in, man. And that's why I'm a fan. So, I'll ask you one more question and we'll get ready to close this thing out, man. What are your goals for the 2022 season? Personal goals. It's all right to see we already touched on it. You felt like there was a little bit of disrespect toward the end. Now you feel like, okay, they recognize me, but I ain't second team. So what do you feel like what are your goals
The
for 2022
craziest
when
part
you said
about
that
this,
way?
I just watched the Emmitt Smith A Life of Football Life, and he was talking about writing down his goals and how he from to this day he put his goals on his mirror, and when he wake up that's the first thing he see. And the crazy part about it, I just wrote down my goals. I like probably like 35, 40 minutes ago before I got on the
Oh
call.
man.
And I want to be first team. First, my
Wow.
first, I'm gonna go. I have them in order. I want to win. First of all, I want to dominate. We want to dominate every game. I want to be the best teammate I could be. I want to push all my team. I put on. I want to push all my teammates to be better than they was. I want, and I said I want to. I said dominate, push my teammates. And I want to be defensive SWAC MVP, defensive player of the year, and I want to be first team all SWAC. Yes,
Hey
sir.
man, that's powerful. Hey, listen, I think you are definitely one of those players that could do it. And I'm gonna say I wish you all the best, man, all the success. And I hope I'll say it this way. When you check all of those boxes this season, that's gonna bode well for those JSU Tigers, man. And I mean, those are some very attainable goals for you. Like I said, you're a fan favorite. You were requested. We don't get too many requests, but every now and again, when your
Yes,
inbox
sir.
get flooded, I want Cam. Bring Cam on, man. We had to make sure we come give you some FaceTime. We had you on last time. We weren't able to get you on video, but now that we had a chance to get you on video, we wanted to bring in so the fans and our Tiger Talk listeners and watchers and can get to know you a little bit better, man. A little bit more of your personality and we always appreciate it, man. So before we get out of here, a few rapid fire questions. Maybe some of these things been updated, and I keep it simple. I always start since
Yes,
music.
sir.
You got the pods in your ear. Who the top in the game
Lil
right now,
Baby,
rapping
hands
right
down,
now?
man.
Number one, man. Who you got?
Lil Baby, hands down.
Lil Baby, huh? Okay. All right. All right, man. So we had a GOAT, an absolute giant, pass away just yesterday, Bill Russell. And, you know, my question to you is that LeBron or MJ, man, who's the GOAT, man?
LeBron.
I'm going to say Bill Russell
LeBron.
Now. There you go. See, so I asked Zay this question. I'm curious to see what your question is going to be. Because it might be a little different, but because Zay is a kick returner, you're not in the returning game. I'm pretty sure you could be.
I'm scared to get here. I'm
you don't mind giving it. So if you could, let me ask you this: since I've seen you do both of them, well, I haven't seen you do one. If you could have a game-winning sack to win a game, or a pick six,
you got it
for the same result. Which one are you doing?
You gotta go to the pick six.
You gotta go to the
There's
house.
Not too
huh?
many things in football that's bigger than a pick six.
Yeah, man. That's a big one, man. You gonna do the prime dance when you do it, man, or you just go
I
get the ball to the referee?
I probably throw the ball in the stands, run the stands, and be up there chilling with you.
Yes, indeed, man. Hey, man. Hey, that's all I got for you, man. I ain't gonna keep you too much longer, man. But like I said, you're one of the favorites. All the best to you, man. Congratulations on being on the preseason All SWAC team. Like I said, first team, second team. You're on the team. Now it's time to elevate. I love the goals that you put out there. I know our fans are gonna, you know, love what you had to share today, man. And all the best to you. I know camp's getting ready to start. And man, I can't wait to see. You know, I see you in Miami. You know, if as the old saying, the Mississippi saying, if the creek don't rise, then wash the bridge away.
Yes,
no, but nevertheless, man. To all of our listeners, man, we appreciate you guys. You tuned in to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. It's your main man, Ken Clark, and we are here with preseason
yes,
All
sir.
Swag DB
yes,
number seven. Number seven now, Cameron Simon Craig.
Go Tigers.
Have a good day, brother, and go Tigers.